Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick, are you familiar with the McDonald's McGangbang sandwich, which is supposed to be on their secret menu?
I've heard of it. I have no interest.
You're going to ask a 16-year-old girl, you want the McDonald's McGangbang? There's a cop right there.
It is a chicken patty between two beef patties and bacon and, of course, the bun.
Oh, so I thought that was the one that also had the filet of fish on it.
Well, I Googled
really?
It. And here's Snopes says, did McDonald's confirm the existence of a secret menu, including the long-rumored gangbang sandwich? Well, it's one of those half-true, half-false kind of things.
Once again, be careful you ask that.
A lot of teenagers
work at McDonald's.
Can I get a McGangbang, please?
Right. Yeah.
Acknowledge stranger danger.
The existence
come around back.
Of an off-menu secret items during a Reddit Ask Me Anything session. Here's what's false. Off-menu McDonald's items, such as the fabled McGangbang.
They want people to say that.
Are available at all McDonald's locations as part of an officially recognized menu. So, no, it's not on the secret menu. You can make your own McGangbang, it looks like. But you'd have to order the chicken, and I don't know, what's the double burger? Is that the Big Mac?
Or McDouble.
Okay.
I want an amateur gangbang.
Sandwiches are both good enough to stand on their own. I don't know why you would need to combine them. And I've never drawn to the combination of beef and chicken at the same time.
No, it would probably taste okay, but I'm not.
So you don't go to the hibachi.
And the filet of fish in the middle of that, too, would be weird, yeah.
I'll just go beef there. Or if I want, I'd usually do separate bowls or whatever.
Yeah. Catch a couple shrimp in your mouth.
The biracial McGangbang and see what kind of a reaction you get.
You have to leave your socks on.
Drizzled in white chocolate?
Do that as a white guy.
What is that?
I don't even know what that means.
Do that as a white guy walking into a predominantly African-American-looking McDonald's. Ask for the biracial gangbang. See what happens. Yeah. Get your ass kicked.
I know what that is, sir.
They're going to send you to Burger King.
Okay, here's
the cops.
Dr. Justin's email. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. As far as I know, there are no reported deaths caused by fart inhalation. We were wondering about the lethal dose of methane yesterday.
We would have hit that a few times in the studio. I'm sure.
Farts are mostly hydrogen, nitrogen, methane, and carbon dioxide. As previously discussed, each of these can displace oxygen in a confined space and cause harm. The main reason farts don't harm you is volume. A typical fart is 10 to 50 milliliters, and most people fart around 0.5 to 1 liter per day. Tens of thousands of farts would be required to make even a tiny confined space hazardous.
Well,
kind of related.
We got to be close.
Mythbusters looked into a sleeping bag Dutch oven explosion risk. Seriously.
They did.
And it would take 10 cubic feet of fart gas to create a meaningful explosion that would be 283 liters. And that's about what you fart during a year.
Yeah. We might be above that.
Farts usually smell because of small quantities of sulfides. Methane is odorless, and mercaptan/rotten egg smell is added to ensure any leaks are detected for safety. That's what they do. That's that sniffy McSniff, whatever the mascot of the
on your gas bill.
Right, Sniffy McSniff face or something.
Yeah, they don't put
that
in your butt. I mean, your butt produces it naturally, obviously.
Right? Fart gas is a combination of swallowed air, your gut bacteria, diet, medications, or medical conditions, and GI transit time / constipation. I have no idea what Burger King onion rings do to people. That needs a dedicated international team of morons.
It does. It does. Because that's the most brutal fart.
Oh, and then he addresses the eating the hot peppers. Hot food doesn't cause your stomach harm because of the mucosal layer that also protects.
Is that why you can't touch it? You can eat it, but you can't touch
it. Right. Okay. Your stomach acid.
How about your mouth?
Mucosal layer. He gets to that.
You said that real enthusiastically.
Also protects against.
How about the mouth?
Your own stomach acid. It certainly does burn other skin without the protective layer. And fun fact, your mouth and lips are basically the same kind of skin as your butthole. I knew that.
So well, I know that.
That's why it burns
really, your mouth
on the way out,
your
too.
Your mouth is. Yeah.
Casein is a dairy protein, generally the best way to manage the heat.
That explains why they can't touch it, but you can eat it. I never thought about that.
Prominent in yogurt, sour cream, cheese, milk, sugar, and fat work, too, as mentioned with the chocolate example.
What time was the doc up doing this email? How late was that?
Timestamp 11:23.
Wow.
Is he in Iowa or is he in Pittsburgh? I forget.
Is that dude
one
that moved to Pittsburgh years ago?
I think so.
Yeah, I thought that was the same guy.
And then he
maybe he's
into
working
the
night shift.
Gets into the weight loss thing here and the sugar in the coffee that we were discussing yesterday. Quick rules of weight loss related to the pumpkin coffee story. Anytime I am asked for advice, first step is not losing weight. It's to stop gaining weight. Second.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't drink your calories. If your daily coffee has 140 grams of sugar, you're screwed unless you immediately run for 40 minutes every time. I love the donut equivalency scale. Roughly 10 grams of sugar for a glazed donut. And I use it a lot with 20-ounce Coke, about 6.5 donuts. People will easily go through two or more Coke cans per day, but they're disgusted at the fact of eating 13-plus donuts.
That's a good point, especially if it's like Coke. I mean, I realize that Diet Coke's not good for either, but Diet Coke doesn't have any sugar.
No, but if you explain to people in terms of donuts.
Yeah. Yes.
That probably gives them a little better.
We've all walked past donuts. No, I can't have any, you know, and then drink eight beers.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell somebody, that drink has 100 grams of sugar. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means 10 donuts.
10 donuts. But then I say, give me the 10 donuts.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll have a water.
Or a milk. You know, no sugar in milk.
Yep. That's fine.
And his final point here, the unexpected paternity thing is real. People are out here wilding, and Cameron is right. The world would be much better off if we could talk about what we want in safe and healthy ways to get it. Aside, when he earnestly asked, is Led Zeppelin cool? That was last week. I fell off my chair. Thank you to Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron was, he was
he legitimately
kind of an open marriage
that.
Kind of
asking
guy.
Asking the big questions.
Yeah. He was kind of thinking about, what did he say? He said, he actually said on the air, I'm not speaking out of school, that if his wife was interested in some other dude, they'd have to talk about it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, they had that conversation before getting married.
They did? Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, good for him, man. You know, that's a. I don't think that would have brought that up. Hey, honey, before we get married, I might want another chick someday.
We'll talk.
Yeah, but we'll talk later about that. I love you. Okay. See.
But that's something that probably should be brought up beforehand.
Considering I married her and she was 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, you don't
see, like, licking the envelopes for the invitations.
I don't think that works, bringing it up 10 years into the marriage.
No.
That depends if they're both into it.
That could go either way.
Yeah, it could go either way.
Yeah, we do hear that story. You know, people get 15, 20 years into the marriage and one of them somehow finds the courage to bring that up.
Yeah.
Everybody's swinging.
But I think it's probably, there's more of a success rate if it's brought up before.
Maybe.
You get into some kind of commitment like that.
You would have
to know
that.
There's also a side of the argument there, Todd, where if you've been together for that long, you maybe have built up the trust to try to do something like that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I wonder next week when Cameron's back, we try to remember this question, when none of us will. So I'm just going to throw it out there in case the audience
for the listeners.
Yeah, if he came to her and said the same thing, did she say let's talk about it? Because Cameron seems like an open, kind of dude. So if he said to her, "Listen, I met this girl that I might want to bang," how does she react? I'm gonna get his point of view on that one.
Yeah,
because he brought it the other way around. He said, "What are we talking about?" Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, I was hanging out with Nick, doing a show with Nick, and we started talking. You know, yeah, go ahead, bang Nick.
He was looking good in that shirt.
Yeah. Go ahead, bang Nick.
Y'all see the email if we got from the lady?
That all just seems like it seems like a lot of work.
Yep.
Just for what, 6 seconds, and then
right. Yeah. No, you're right, Nick.
You're not giving yourself much credit there, Nick.
No, but you're right, Nick.
It's been a long time.
It involves, and then as soon as you orgasm with that strange person or that person you had sex outside of your marriage, you're going,
was all that discussion worth it?
What'd I do, man? Yeah. Now I'm in trouble.
That sushi was pretty good, huh? Yeah. All right, see you later.
Then where are you going? Why don't you hang out? Let's go to the park together. Oh, no. You know I'm married.
I don't want to know the names of any of your relatives. See you later.
Yeah. What was the email, Puss?
Oh, we were talking yesterday about the female equivalent for a Viagra.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got a lady.
Christy chick checked in.
Yeah, Christy checked in and just said LSD.
Oh.
Really? That makes you horny?
Apparently for her it does.
Okay. All right.
I don't think that's not quite apples to apples, since it's not, you know, available by prescription or over the counter. But
no, old men run the country, so old men make sure Viagra is everywhere. They just try to keep women down. Think about that. You know, no abortions, but everybody gets their Viagra paid by their health insurance. You know?
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. I just think sex while you're tripping balls might seem a little iffy.
Have you had it, guys? I haven't.
I've never experimented with LSD at all. So
have you tripped balls?
Yeah, I was
sex,
definitely
Nick?
Not.
That was with a chick
on LSD. I was just trying to keep some sort of grasp on reality.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. From what you guys have said, it seems like trying to have sex while doing clinging to reality wouldn't work.
From what I've heard, it seems like that's more common with mushrooms.
Oh, sex and mushrooms?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Todd? I don't know if I ever tried it.
But I don't hear a lot of people equate that with mushrooms either.
No.
It's more like the psychedelic experience.
You're just sitting around enjoying the
ecstasy,
the day,
on the other hand. People just throw clothes off.
Yeah. Try to find their
rub all over whatever.
And you suck face with your frat brothers, too. I've seen that. I've seen that documentary.
Legit email about female Viagra that got sent to us somewhere.
I think Christy's legit. I don't think she's lying to us that LSD makes
for her
it
does, but there's got to be some pie juicer or something like that.
Okay,
use.
Here we go. I found it. The FDA.
From the man who brought you bar whore.
I was trying to be kind about that one.
I think you're not doing good with that this week.
A pie juicer.
FDA has approved a daily pill called Filbanserin.
All right.
ADDYL Adil.
Oh, Phil's a good dude, man.
Originally developed as an antidepressant as a treatment for low sexual desire in premenopausal women.
That'll help.
Adil, I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name right, may boost sex drive in women with low sexual desire who find the experience distressing. So I guess that's the closest thing they got to female, quote-unquote, Viagra.
Well, then they need distressing. To start advertising that better, because nobody knows about it.
No.
No. I mean, not at the level of people know about Viagra.
Yeah, but I don't think the pharmaceutical money has much advertising in their budget.
No, obviously
they
not.
They seem to be running low.
Yeah, they got to rely
call it pie juicer, man.
Word of mouth.
Yeah. If only they could run a commercial with some lady dancing and talking about her diabetes all the time.
By the way, I thought about that chick because I see that commercial every 2 seconds.
Because it's on.
Why is that a meme now? We should be able to send that to people when you're happy about something. It just shows a fat chick dancing. I'm telling you, that should be a meme.
No,
maybe it is.
I
don't know.
I bet it is.
That gives you an idea of how much marketing money Big Pharma has. Because how narrow of a target are you talking to when you're talking about specific drugs? I mean, I'll look at that and,
well that's diabetes.
I think
that's pretty
is getting
big.
More and more every day.
Yeah,
some targets are a little wider.
There's some really niche stuff that, you know, 1% of the population needs, and they spend millions marketing it.
Yeah, no, your three-word multi-syllabic disease that, you know, four in 100,000 people have. Yeah, they still got commercial money.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Those people.
Those four people.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.